I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's talk a little Chiefs here. Chiefs Red Half Hour. Folks over at Arrowhead Pride, we're trying to figure this out as well, which is, all right, we don't have over-unders for a lot of stuff yet for the football season. We have win totals, right? And there's starting to be some yardage metrics that are out there. But in particular, sacks as a team. I think it's very obvious. Other than truly running back for me, one of my biggest concerns from a skill, you know, from an accounting stat. Left tackle is a number one question, but we're not really doing counting stats for that. Would be the pass rush. And that would be, of course, sacks. And so where are they at in sacks? So they had 57 in 2023. They had 16 fewer sacks last year than they had in 2023.
And they ranked in the top five 2 years in a row before last year, I do think is kind of with very similar talent.
It was the lowest sack total since 2021. Last year was when, and they only had 31 in 2021. So you think about where the sack number would be. If I told you they had 41 in 24, 41 in 2024 and 57 in 2023, and you split the difference and you say, all right, they're going to have 48, 49 sacks, would you feel comfortable taking the over or under? Knowing that, all right, Chris Jones is back, Aminihou's back for a full season. That's the big swing here. Is Aminihou going to be available all year?
When's the last time he was in his NFL career?
Right.
And so I do not think that.
If he was, then he could be a 9, 10, 11 sack guy. But he's either had injury, or he had his own personal stuff going on that caused him to miss the part of the season.
But I will say the Chris Jones stats are going to go back up. He's not going to have the low number of sacks he had last year. Look at his history. Look at his life.
So I think he's back to a 10 sack guy this year.
Yeah. And so for me, the question is whether or not I can replace the sacks lost by Turk Wharton with Gelati and Norman Lott. That's really what I'm asking myself, is whether or not those 6 sacks that came from him can be made up in the Felix Anudike, Norman Lott, Ashton Gelati triangle. And my answer to that is yes. I take the over. I do think that this team will be closer back to the top 10 number of sacks going into it. I'm not saying I'm not afraid of it. It's obviously their least amount of depth, and it requires them getting their draft picks right. Because if they didn't get any of their draft picks right, or at least one of those guys right, well, then they're going to be under that number. Because if Gelati or Norman Lott aren't sack guys, and one is an interior defensive lineman, well, then they're probably going to have a slightly different issue.
Yeah, I mean, Norman Lott, I think, will play a decent amount. I don't know how much Gelati's going to play, you know? I mean, we talk about bodies needing to work in.
We just talked about that, like Aminihou's. I mean, is he available? Karloff just played right away, third round pick versus first.
Yeah.
Felix didn't. I can give you examples of guys who didn't play.
Yeah, I don't expect, you know, him to have as much of an impact immediately. Karloftis could be playing for a big contract too, which usually bodes very well, as we know, for somebody heading in. So, okay, the Chiefs have also top 50 sacks a couple times during this run as well. I will stay on the defensive side. What about interceptions? Because this is the Trent McDuffie. is there more to come?
He finally got
a couple last year. They basically average between 11 to 13 interceptions a season as a unit.
I don't see anybody.
Such a fickle thing, though.
Unless
Noel
Williams, who they do say is a ball hawk, finds his way into 4-5 rookie interceptions, same number. 12, 13 golds, probably the number. I mean, how am I supposed to assume it's outside of that? And again, I appreciate Arrow Pride for putting out these like hypothetical numbers.
I think
it helps, but like, I mean, I don't see McDuffie more, man. I don't see more.
McDuffie moving back inside a little bit more because of having some flexibility, not only with Williams, but also going out and acquiring Christian Fulton, right? That should also help this a little bit.
How about points allowed per game? That's where those two stats kind of come to a head. They took a look at it over at Arrowhead Pride. They said, here's where they were on average last year. They're facing better teams, though. Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Buffalo, to name a few. Would you take over under points allowed per game at 20?
Based on the schedule that they have and some of these quarterbacks that they're going to face this year, I think I would take the over. I think I will, unfortunately. When you think about not only in their division, improved play, but they've got guys like
Jaden. Improved offensive play specifically.
Yeah, Jaden. I mean, on their schedule, look at the quarterbacks. So in the division, the same, you know, we know who those are twice a year. But you have Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels and Josh Allen. You don't have Joe Burrow on your schedule this year. You go through and you think about some of the quality quarterback play that you're going to see. That would be, it's tough because I think the secondary is going to be a lot better with the two additions that they have to it versus what they're
pass
rolling out there.
Unknown,
but that's the question. So I think the competition at QB is going to be upgraded from what they saw last year.
Over the last 5 years, they've allowed under 20 points per game three times. Last year, 17.9. The year before, 19.4. And 5 years ago, 19.3. But in 2017, they allowed 21.2, and in 2018, obviously, they allowed quite a bit more than that. So, like, if you start going through the last, like, 5, 7, 8 years, it kind of varies a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a little bit lower than that. It's for the last 5 years, because in 2023, they only allowed 17.3. So, really, the question is, do you think, Gold, they are going to be more like what they have been lately, or do we think that they're going to be more like where they were before?
I just want to know how much.
I'd lean under, but like that's only basing on the fact that I think the secondary is dramatically improved.
Yeah, if the secondary is what I think it could be, then an under is in play. Real quick, just going back to the quarterback stuff. I mean, this is you even think about the first half of the season, what you're facing. We know the quality of teams. So Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, then you get Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, Geno Smith, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen. Those are the first 9 weeks. There's obviously a couple names in there you're not fearful of. And then on the back half, you get Bo Nix, whoever Indy is going to throw out there. I don't know, Daniel Jones. Dak Prescott, CJ Stroud, Herbert, Cam Ward, Nix, Geno Smith. So much the reason why we all think the first half of the schedule is tough, same thing. All the quarterbacks are in the first 10 weeks of the season that are I think, scary to you. If you talk about guys that have a potential to one day be MVPs or already have been.
Weirdly enough, probably my biggest hesitation on this is what the Chiefs face, which I talk about with other teams, and so I think I have to, and I'd be lying to myself if I didn't apply it to the Chiefs. The Chiefs 2 years in a row essentially have been one of the league's better defenses, top five-ish in each of the last 2 years. That's why they've been able to get to two straight Super Bowls, even though their offense has not been living up to their normal end of the bargain over the last two seasons. They still attended both Super Bowls and won one of those two. Defenses, man, you want to talk about aging in a hurry? Defenses fall apart so fast in the NFL. They do not sustain nearly as long as any other unit. The only thing that I think helps is Karlaftis is essentially in a contract year. Aminihue is in a contract year. Dana is in a contract year. So, like, they've got some guys who are, like, playing for some real juice. Trent McDuffie, if he doesn't get signed, which I hope that they pay him now, would be playing for an even bigger number. And he's just rock solid anyway. So there does, and, you know, I think Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson are playing for their job and playing for their next contract in the NFL. And so I do think they have the reason why I would say under is I still think the defense, and I'm curious if you guys feel it, I still think the defense has one more year at this level of where they've been the last 2 years. And so I still think they got one more push unless they like knock the last draft out of the park, then maybe it continues. I think they got at least one more solid year of this. One more solid year of Jones with everyone else looking like a top five defense.
As long as you still have Spags, too, I think that you have a shot at, you know,
he's
being
not hired anywhere else, is he right now?
He's going to be a DC throughout this entire run. Chris Jones is the question. Do you believe last year was, hey, everybody was able to keep, he was getting double and triple teamed, even though, and he was still having an impact. The sack numbers weren't there. Can he get back to having the big sack numbers? Is there one more year like that left before Father Time eventually catches up? It's different when we're talking about someone in their mid-30s or low, you know, early 30s as a lineman versus other positions. There's some positions you could be 38 and be extremely effective, right? Quarterback. But defensive line, usually by the time, once you get to, he's got a year or two left, in my opinion, of being like Chris Jones, the dominant
Aaron Donald, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know this is
they drafted a bunch of defensive linemen. Sure. Trying to find their future
answers.
I was going to say, this technically is jumping a little bit too far ahead, but given how this draft went, you know, defensive tackle-wise, does that, what you guys are talking about with Chris Jones, make it that need number one next offseason, whether it's free agency or anything else, defensive tackle?
Defensive line is almost the number one need every year.
Replacing, getting the guy that can eventually be that replacement.
Can you tell me if Simmons is any good?
Yeah, I can't
Because that's the number
that
one need if he stinks.
It still could be offensive line.
Oh, absolutely. There's a real chance it's still a tackle spot. There's a real chance we think it's clearly wide receiver. Let's say this year that, you know, something happens injury wise or whatever, and they just it doesn't come together again. I think wide receiver could still be in play. I don't think you can definitively say 100% what position it's going to be. They haven't even got to training camp. I get the question, but you know, I don't think defensive line will be one of those positions, no doubt, in the conversation next year. There's a chance we're right back in the same spot talking about the number one issue being protecting your quarterback again. Hopefully not, but there's a chance.
If it's not that, it will be defensive line. Almost assuredly. Unless Gelati turns into a 15 sack guy and George Karloftis is under extension at 10 sacks again, then not 15 sacks. That's probably an overshot, but you get the point.
And Norman Lott, actually, his production is up to the par of what they need. Yeah.
Either Lott or Gelati or Felix. Like, if somebody turned into an 8-10 sack guy and Karloftis was under an extension, well, then maybe it's not as deep of a concern. But defensive line, I've told you, I would take a defensive lineman with one of my first, second, or third round picks. I would not go those three rounds without taking that position every year in the draft in perpetuity forever. I would never skip that position in one of those rounds. It would be an automatic. If I didn't get to it in the first, I'm getting to it in the second or the third.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.